Hello, Scorpio. April here from Real Talk Tarot. Today I've got your weekly reading for July 18th through the 25th. Keep in mind these are general readings. They may or may not apply. Take what resonates. Leave what does not. Okay. And in your case, Scorpio, please don't kill the messenger. Alright, so let's go to the overall. For all the star seeds, I pulled a couple cards just to get kind of a general idea of how the week would be going. And I got the Four of Pentacles reversed, the Ten of Wands, the Seven of Pentacles, and the Two of Swords. So this week, for some of you guys, this is going to be a week of looking at your possessions and whether you own them or they own you, all right? There could be a feeling of having bitten off more than you can chew. Some of you could be living beyond your means, all right? So that is just a general overall for the week. Now for you, Scorpio, I pulled some specific pre-shuffle cards here. We have the Knight of Swords, the Hanged Man reversed, the Emperor, and the Seven of Swords. Okay. So, Scorpio, what I'm feeling here is that this week you will be presented with an opportunity to come clean or to be honest about something. But I think you're resisting that in some way. I feel like you might want to revert to an old pattern of yours where you would just lie your way out of trouble, okay? Because we have the Emperor next representing authority and law and order, right? But here next to him is the Seven of Swords. Okay, so I feel like you could be willing to say or do just about anything to save your own ass this week, because that is a pattern that that might be a theme in your life. Now, again, this doesn't apply to everyone, all right? You could be dealing with someone like this week, all right? So you could be on either end of this. But either way, someone is stuck in a pattern that's, it's a little bit of a lower vibration, all right? Because if you could learn to just come clean, face the music, face the consequences, and get it over with, there won't be any negative attachment following you through the rest of your life, okay? This kind of energy just invites more trouble, really. Now, a lot of times people are just plain afraid, okay? And I get that. There's some things that we've done that could have been pretty bad, and facing the music means making a sacrifice, okay? But it is the right and honorable thing to do. Now, some of you could be building this up in your head. The little white lie that you told is not as bad as you think. But by not revealing that, it just kind of compounds the negativity around the little white lie. All right, and that little white lie suddenly becomes a bigger thing, and then others don't trust you. Okay? All right, so that was your pre-shuffle. That's enough of that. Let's get into some other energies for the week. I'm going to pull some cards We're going to clarify those cards, and then we will go to the Prism Oracle deck to see what's going on in the 5D, all right? So, for the starseed of Scorpio Spirit, what are the energies, please, for the week of July 18th through the 25th for the starseed of Scorpio? First out, you have the Six of Pentacles reversed, okay? So, something that was imbalanced, or you felt was, could be making a turnaround. All right, maybe if you tell the truth, I don't know. Let's see. What else have we got for Scorpio Spirit? What are the messages for this week of July 18th through the 25th? Okay, you have the Death card. So this indicates the end of a cycle, okay? The end of, maybe it'll be the end of that pattern, okay? But at any rate, it's going to be an end of something, a new beginning. All right, this is a cycle transformation card. What else do you have? What else for Scorpio, please, Spirit? What are the messages for Scorpio, please, for July 18th through the 25th? 18th through the 25th. Okay, we have Temperance, the Nine of Wands, and the Ten of Swords. Let's see what else we get here. Some type of balance will be restored in the situation, okay, but you are still on the defensive, all right, and maybe you've always felt like you were on the defensive. Maybe you've been accused of things that you really weren't even doing, all right? And you feel betrayed because of that. Maybe that's why you, somewhere in your life, this fear of facing consequences. You know, it's kind of given you a reputation for not being trustworthy. But you're coming out of any self-imprisonment. Maybe you're getting out of jail. We have Eight of Swords. Okay, reversed. So that's mostly a mental imprisonment, okay? You being all up in your head about it. And one more, please, for Scorpio. One more for Scorpio, please. Yeah, this really has to do with you putting on your big boy or big girl undies and facing up to whatever's going on. Accepting the consequences and maybe seeking redemption even. That would probably be the only or the best way to kind of clean up your reputation, right? So you have the Hierophant and the Chariot. So yeah, I see you moving in a different direction this week, Scorpio. Or at least in your mind, you're going to be you're going to come to a place of higher learning, all right? And that's going to move you away from this kind of these muddy waters here, okay? All right. Let's clarify these for you, Scorpio. Let's see what's going on. Why is the Six of Pentacles reversed? Again, you could have been accused. Maybe there's something about you that seemed sneaky or suspicious, even if you weren't doing anything. And maybe you always wondered why that was. But it could just be your own energy aura of fear of being seen for who you are, okay? And then that will attract that negative type of energy that, you know, from other people that maybe you're not trustworthy, okay? So let's clarify. Spirit, what do you got for this Six of Pentacles reversed? Why is this Six of Pentacles reversed? You have the Queen of Swords. Okay, so you're dealing with somebody who's no nonsense, okay? So someone who's demanding the truth. They're not going to accept anything less, all right? This energy does not suffer fools. So again, you know, this could be an authority figure, you know, or it could be just someone in your life that you respect and look up to. But this bitch ain't playing, okay? That's all I'm saying. So the Death card. What is this transformation coming in for Scorpio, please, Spirit? So you might want to just, you know, consider your options and maybe go ahead and tell that truth. It could save your ass in the end. You have the Four of Wands reversed, okay? So this is the happy home, happy life, but it's in reverse. So there's some kind of separation or disturbance in that realm. What about Temperance? What is this balance coming in for Scorpio, please? Okay. The balance is going to come in after a Tower, Scorpio. So it does look like you might have to literally face up to something, accept your consequences as they are, and make the best of it. All right. Why is Scorpio defensive, please, Spirit? Again, put yourself in the story where it fits. You could be dealing with someone like this who's going through this, okay? Yeah, you're feeling like the Empress reversed. You're defensive because you've been, you might feel exposed in some way and therefore brought down to a level. Where you're starting to not feel that comfortable. I mean, there's obviously a change. It's going to happen. The Tower, something is going to come in suddenly and disrupt everything, okay? And here we go. Why are you feeling betrayed? Well, we're dealing with the Devil here. Telling lies not only betrays the people you're telling them to, but yourself as well. You're really not doing yourself a service. This is toxic, codependent behavior here with the Devil. Okay. Now, Scorpio, I know you are familiar with the dark side. You're comfortable there. But there's going to be some point in your life where you're going to recognize how it doesn't serve you. Okay? not truly. Why is this Eight of Swords? How is Scorpio or the person they're dealing with coming out of this self-imposed imprisonment spirit? Six of Pentacles. All right, so these Six of Pentacles up here in the beginning of the week that were reversed are going to become balanced again. All right, so something will, the truth is going to set a whole bunch of people free. All right, it could very well piss them off first, but it will in the end set them free and put them on the right path. Why is this Hierophant here? See, I'm getting so many clarification cards. This is no joke. The Ten of Swords reversed, okay? The balance will be that this betrayal somehow you're going to turn this betrayal around, or someone accused you falsely, and that will be made known, all right? Or maybe you accuse someone else falsely. Maybe it's because of the past history with the devil energy, you know. Again, that pattern. All right, how are we moving away from this? We're getting the hell out of Dodge, Scorpio, with this Chariot card here. Yes. Again, another clarifying double card. The Eight of Swords has now been made upright. Okay? So you will be coming out of... Oh, actually, no, that's the opposite. You were coming out of it, and now we're not? What's going on here? Oh. You may have to stay quiet about it. You may be told to stay quiet about it. This gives me informant energy right here. Okay, maybe to redeem yourself, you might have to admit your involvement in something a little unsavory. And then you'll be told not to talk about it. All right. Because there'll be more to the story. There's other people involved, most likely. All right, Scorpio? So that was an interesting week we're going to have coming up here. Wowza. All right, let's go to the Prism Oracle deck, and we're going to see what is happening in the 5D. Where is Scorpio in this situation? Surrender. All right. You may be surrendering to the facts, to the truth, to the inevitable. What is crossing surrender, please, for Scorpio? What is crossing surrender for Scorpio, please? Again, that informant energy. Maybe you'll be, you may have to rat someone else out to save your own ass. I won't even get into the ethics of that because there's a fine line between loyalty and stupidity. So I don't know. Okay, what's crossing? Crossing it is fear, okay? Yeah, again, it's always been coming back to this fear you have of actually telling the truth, okay? Your mind goes directly to, how can I get out of this, all right? Instead of dealing with consequences, just saying, okay, if I do tell the truth, what's the worst that can happen, all right? And then look at the worst that could happen, and is it something that I can handle? Could I really deal with that if I had to? Ask yourself those things, all right? But there's fear. There's fear of the truth coming out. Maybe you, if you are an informant on someone, You would be fearful of retaliation. Okay. What is the challenge, please, for Scorpio? What is the challenge, please, for Scorpio for the week of July? Frustration. Okay, so obviously this is going to create some frustration within you because you might just not trust your instincts and do the right thing versus kind of just trying to escape things. What's coming in to assist? What's going to help Scorpio this week, Spirit? What's coming in to assist Scorpio, please? Oh my goodness, this card's a... What is coming to assist the starseed of Scorpio this week? Okay. Strength. Okay, somehow you are going to gain strength to see your way through this, all right? This could come through another person. It could come through someone who's crossed over. It could come just from deep inside of you. You can just reach deep down in there and pull it right on out, all right? If you really think back hard enough, Scorpio, if you look over your past life and look at all the things that you have overcome and survived, you're going to realize that, holy shit, I'm like Superman, right? I can do this, okay? All right. So what is the action, Spirit? What is the advice for action for Scorpio for this week? Death, okay? So, Scorpio, first thing I want to say is don't get all depressed and do something stupid. That's just a warning for a very small percentage of you. If you are seriously in trouble and depressed over some kind of dishonesty, get some help, okay? But death most likely means transformation. So this, the advice coming in is to go ahead and make that transformation, okay? Put your cape on and take that flying leap off the building, not literally, all right? And realize that you can, in fact, do this. You have the cojones. All right, so let's get an outcome card for Scorpio, please. Let's get an outcome card for Scorpio. One more for Scorpio. Okay, Spirit, thank you. Disruption reversed, okay? So yes, the transformation is going to be peace. Peace in your life, peace in your environment, peace in your mind, and peace in your spirit. All right, Scorpio? Huge message for you this week. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this reading. I hope you have a wonderful week. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.